Hello and welcome to this AIM executive interview. My name is Mary Lou Bosco and I'm the Chief Operating Officer for AIM. Today I'm with Jenna Wagner, Global Marketing Director for TechLinks International. Jenna is the recipient of the Supply and Demand Chain Executive Award, along with the Women in Supply Chain Award, which honors outstanding executives whose accomplishments create competitive advantages for the supply chain. Welcome, Jenna. Can we please go over your current role at TechLinks International?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, I would like to thank you too for the introductions and inviting me into your podcast. Thank you. For me, I am Jenna Wagner. I am the Global Marketing Director at TechLinks International. We offer barcode label design software applications, and we have solutions that cater for simple to complex barcode and label management requirements for both small and global businesses. So my role as the global marketing director is I am responsible for overseeing the strategic direction of our brand, as well as any communications that we have around our applications and the solutions that we're offering. So within those responsibilities, continuing to try to drive thought leadership in the industry, continue to gather and provide insights for the industry, and just helping to ensure that we continue to align with our mission at TechLinks, which is to help companies and manufacturers barcode better.
So let's rewind and get an understanding of how you got into this industry. When did you start to become interested in marketing? When did you become interested in automatic identification technologies in the supply chain?
That is a great question. I don't know how far back I should go, but I'll go back pretty far, actually. My interest in marketing was a bit of an evolution for me. I feel like a lot of us as professionals, we've probably had a journey that we could explain as far as what we thought we were going to be compared to where we actually landed. Fun fact, I actually originally wanted to be an oceanographer, which is a complete deviation from marketing, but I found that the ocean was really scary. So I went to my second interest, which really started in grade school. I loved art classes. I loved creative writing. I would spend a lot of time in the art room after school. And I got involved in the yearbook staff, fell in love with photography, writing articles, short stories. So honestly, that's really where it started. Didn't even really know about marketing, wasn't aware that it was a thing until I got later on into high school and started looking at career opportunities. So went to college for a business degree, knew that I wanted to pursue something that could help tap into that creative side that I love, and got a minor in marketing. From there, then, as far as like how I became interested in AIDC technologies in the supply chain, that was also a bit of a journey for me. I started out of college, I worked for a marketing services agency, and the services agency that I worked for really focused in on providing marketing services and strategic direction for a ton of different technology companies. So I got to get my hands involved with helping marketing for companies like IBM, Panasonic, Dassault Systèmes at the time, Lawson, Infor. And that's really where I got to see a variety of applications and solutions and technologies. That was just fascinating for me. And that's really where I started falling in love with technology space in general, and really getting to see how that technology works behind the scenes. You know, it's interesting, I think, as consumers, and I don't know about you, but you don't really realize what all goes into something as simple as, you know, a candy bar and how it got to the shelf in the first place until you really start diving deep into what happens behind the curtains. And that's really where it all started for me in the technology space. And then that just continued to evolve into a love of the supply chain and just really looking into how inventory control works and point of sale systems. And that's really where it then just continued to grow for me.
Who do you consider to be your mentors or influences?
So as far as my biggest influences, I would say, and this may be a little cliche, so to speak, but I would definitely say my parents. Both of my parents were entrepreneurs. My dad owned a couple hair salons. My mom owned a day spa. And within that, I guess as a young girl, I saw a lot of what happened behind the scenes for just businesses and how to continue to be successful within careers by just working hard and how hard work does pay off. And they really instilled that for me. I also quickly saw that a job isn't always just a 9-to-5 shift. So, you know, when it comes to marketing and the creative side of things, there is a lot of quiet time that's needed. And I think they really just helped to influence me and just understanding that it does take that hard work. I did also see that failures do happen in careers and that perseverance really does make a difference, and learning from mistakes and how to be able to then problem solve and have that be a part of your journey were a lot of things that I learned from my parents and in their successes and just watching them as they work through their businesses. So yeah, I think because of that, I think they really influenced my work ethic and just perseverance and resiliency, I guess you could say.
How do you handle the work-life balance in an industry that is always 24/7 and has the expectations of getting answers to questions and or information immediately?
Yeah, so that one, you know, for me as the marketing director at TechLinks, I am personally not expected to be responsive 24/7. However, I have gotten a call at 2 a.m. and I have gotten emails throughout the middle of the night. But, you know, for me, how we handle it here at TechLinks is just really in the products and the confidence that our products will be on 24/7. We do also have a phenomenal support team. So for those of our customers or end users who need or opt in for 24/7 support because they are an always on organization, TechLinks does have a team to back them up as needed. Not technically me in that case, but definitely have the infrastructure to support that when needed.
What other challenges have you faced in this business and how have you overcome those obstacles?
Okay, well, I would say for challenges for this business and just AIDC in general, honestly, I you know, this is kind of an older obstacle and an ongoing obstacle, I think, for a lot of us in the technology space, is just continuing to overcome the fear of change. You know, there's advancements in technology that are just happening at such a rapid pace. There's so many more automation opportunities and integration opportunities. And with those advancements and them happening so quickly, you know, we continue to face some hesitancy with manufacturing companies to adopt those changes quickly. You know, in manufacturing, I think we can all respect and understand that, you know, the biggest fear is doing anything that could result in downtime or production stopping. So I feel like sometimes, you know, the fear of the worst is really what's taking away from some of the experiencing of the best possible outcomes by really exploring what technology advancements or implementations can do for manufacturing companies. So how do we overcome that? You know, honestly, it's a journey. It's us working with our end users. It's us continuing to stay in front of the industry and within the industry for TechLinks to continue to really be aware of what's happening within the supply chain, but also continuing to educate. Continuing to take that fear away from our end users and prospects and helping them to understand how you can be able to change out label management applications or advance barcode labeling environments in a way that doesn't result in downtime or major disruption, and really just comes down to communication and education. And that's how we continue to overcome it and just continue to work through it.
You were recently honored with the 2021 Women in Supply Chain Award. What are some insights you can give those in the marketing world with your successes in creating partnerships with those in the supply chain?
Let's see. Well, marketing is a really fun job, a fun field to be in. Again, my passion for creativity and continuing to try to make connections with what customers' needs and what offerings are there. But it is also a challenging field to be in. Does require the ability to be flexible. Good marketers need to continue to do research, continue to keep our ear to the ground, paying attention to what's happening within our four walls here at TechLinks, but also even more often, more importantly, to really understand what's happening outside of our four walls here at TechLinks. So I would say in my experience, the best way to be able to do that is just continuing to engage with others in the industry. Simple things like what I'm doing with you today and working with AIM and our longstanding relationship with each other. It's taking the time to ask the right questions, continuing to understand what others need and what they're hearing, and just taking that time to do that research. I know I mentioned earlier, but the supply chain is evolving and it's happening very quickly. So marketing is all about being relevant and putting communications and content in front of people that they want to learn about and want to know about. So I guess I would say the insights for those in the marketing world, specific with partnerships in the supply chain, is just continue to foster the relationships and continue to take the time to have the conversations and learn from each other.
How can our industry inspire and attract more female talent?
I feel like we are doing a lot better with this already. I think simple things in even within the introduction that you had offered, like the supply and demand chain executive, having awards that are recognizing women in the supply chain, I think is a great thing. And I'm seeing more and more of those opportunities for women to be recognized with our talents, which I am hoping that in turn, it does land on the eyes and ears of younger female professionals looking to figure out what do they want to do in their career, and seeing that the supply chain and supply chain career opportunities are a great place to look into and to be a part of. So I think that that's really a great start, that I think if we can continue to do that and continue to create those opportunities for women, and that recognition is great. I think beyond that, it is just for our industry in general to continue to get in front of the younger generations, participating in the education curriculums, whether that's in middle school, high school, colleges, being able to invite young women into shop classes and welding, and showing that anybody is capable of being able to do anything as long as you're able to work hard and learn the craft and the skill. So I think it's just continuing to be inviting into all genders and continuing to just have the supply chain be seen as what it is, which is a fun place and a fun opportunity to really, truly help the world go around.
What do you consider to be your greatest achievement at this point in your journey in the industry? And what are some things that you would still like to accomplish?
I would say my greatest achievement at this point with my journey at TechLinks, I would say, would be around our brand refresh. We had a brand refresh a couple of years ago. With that, it was a really exciting opportunity for me as a marketing professional because it really challenged a lot of facets of the marketing world. So we launched a new blog called The Human Readable, which has been a very fun journey for the marketing team here. It also created the opportunity to launch a brand new global website across 20 plus different languages around the world, which was, that was a whole challenge in and of itself. And then really, I think with that, the tagline of Barcode Better and coming with that, was very much a career highlight. We talked earlier about what's one of the challenges, and I feel like in overcoming and coming with the tagline of Barcode Better, it just really aligns with what I see as an important mission for myself and TechLinks, is just continuing to attach to something that's bigger and continuing to attach to something of it's more than just a barcode. And that was a really exciting project for me. I think, what do I still want to accomplish? You know, it's for me, it's not necessarily the activities or the actions that I still want to take in my career. I think it's more that just at the end of my career, I guess I just want to be able to look back and feel like I left a positive impact on some way or another. So whether that's my influence on what I've been doing with supply chain technologies or the ability to mentor other young professionals as they're shaping their career, or even just in the relationships that I've obtained over my 25 years of marketing, and just, I guess that will make me feel really accomplished as if I'm able to look back and feel like I left a positive impact in some way, shape, or form.
What advice can you give the next generation of women in AIDC?
Well, I would say for any women out there in the AIDC space, I think my biggest advice is just continuing to lead with confidence. You know, I think as women in a predominantly male-dominated industry, I think we just all have to remind ourselves that at the end of the day, we're all human beings. We all have our strengths. We all have our weaknesses. We all have fears. We all have goals. So I think it really just comes down to continuing to be the best human that you can be. Putting yourself out there, just be confident, stand behind your ideas, engage with others in the industry, and just never stop learning. And most important, make sure you have some fun along the way.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it as well.
The industry is fortunate to have hardworking, talented, and passionate women like yourself. It was a pleasure to learn about your journey. You've paved the way for a brighter future for women in supply chain management. One interesting observation for me over my tenure at AIM is that I'm seeing more important senior management positions being filled by dynamic, qualified women. Thank you for listening to this executive podcast. You can listen to all AIM podcasts by visiting our website at aimglobal.org. Stay tuned to the AIM Insider newsletter for our next interview.